This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَحَبِيبِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَبَعْدْ يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده والإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال. So the hadith, I'm going to actually narrate two hadiths. They're both narrated in the same two collections. They're narrated both in a collection of Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and the collection of Imam Tirmidhi in his Jami', and they both have an authentic chain of narration. Just because we're coming towards the end of the time that I had allocated for this topic, and Sunday will be the last day, so I have two more or three more hadith I want to narrate. I'm going to clump them together tonight, two of them. The first one, Abdullah ibn Umar al-Khattab narrates it, and he says this, قَالَ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ, of course this is within the theme of, you know, treating your parents and relatives with excellence. فجاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني قد أصبت ذنبا عظيما فهل لي من توبة. A man came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and said, يا رسول الله, I have committed a horrific sin. Now whether the ذنب is عظيم, because it actually was عظيم in terms of its degree, or it was عظيم in his eyes because of his degree of حياء and sensitivity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are closer to Allah feel that their sins are bigger than the then other people will feel their sins to be. And the closer you are to Allah, the more you will magnify your sin, and you will see your good deed to be smaller, and vice versa if it's not the case. So we don't know whether it was a big sin or that he just felt it was a big sin because of his status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know. But he said, قَدْ أَصَبْتُ ظَنْبًا عَظِيمًا. That's what he said to the Prophet. فَهَلِّي مِنْ تَوْبَةً. Is there a way for me to perform tawbah? And of course the answer is yes, but the Prophet ﷺ will answer this in a very specific way. فَقَالَ هَلْ لَكَ مِنْ said, do you have a mother? فقال لا, no. فقال هل لك من خالة, do you have a maternal aunt? فقال نعم. قال فبرها, and go and perform birr with that aunt. And a lot of scholars take on this hadith that your maternal aunt is similar to your mother, and you should treat her in the same light. But either way, whether that's the specific case here, or it's just seen as this your family. You want to get rid of your sin, start with your family. Start with the ones that deserve it the most. Start with your mom. They're not around, move on to the next of kin. Not there, move on. Just move on to whatever rahim you have that you can birr, that you can show birr to, that you can show excellence to. And there is the ajr. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. It will remove your debt and will grant you your reward and will enlighten your path and will take away from your burden. This is how it's going to happen. It's through birr, it's through the rahim, it's through the family ties and blood relatives and you taking care of them. And that's what he told him, alayhi sallam. He could have told him many other things. He could have explained to him how a tawbah is actually performed and all the and the arkan of the pillars of tawbah. No, he just asked him a question. You have a mother? No. How about an aunt? Aunt? Okay, go do birr. Go serve them. Wallahi. Someone. And this is important to understanding the value of these things in Islam. Someone who's doing that, who is taking care of an elderly parent or an elderly relative, and they spend a few hours every day serving them and taking care of them, wallahi, more ajr than everything I've ever done in my entire life. Forget about all the talking and all the durus. Forget about all that is someone who twice an hour or two a day takes care of an elderly family member and cleans up and gives them some food. Wallahi, more ajr than all these talking and these speeches and these khawatir and all this stuff. And this is important to comprehend within our deen. This is more valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or else he would have told him, is there people who need a dars? Go give them a dars. No. And halak, you have a mother? An aunt? Who do you have? Who do you have? Go birr. Go show them excellence and go serve them and treat them well and strengthen that relationship. And then that will be your tawbah. They also narrate on Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is the same two collections narrated to us by Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf. We don't have a lot of the hadith narrated to us by him, so this is a treat. قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال الله. This is a hadith Qudsi. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. أنا الرحمن خلقت الرحم وشققت لها اسما من اسمي فمن وصلها وصلته ومن قطعها قطعته. Said, indeed, I am al-Rahman, Jalla Jalalullah. I am the most compassionate. And I created al-Rahim, and I created the uterus, if you want to take it physically. Or I created family, or I created blood relations, the concept of Rahim, the concept of it. And I gave it a name that was derived from my own. I derived a name for it from my own. So those who strengthen it, I will strengthen my connection with them. And those who sever it, I will sever my connection with them. And that's what he teaches us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I'm trying to emphasize the value of family. Now, of course, in each family, there's a dynamic that is unique to it. And there's always the odd person that you don't get along with, or they don't get along with you, or they don't respond to stuff. And that doesn't matter. None of that matters. You do your best with your family. The hadith that are left for tomorrow night and Sunday will be down those lines to make sure that this is clear. This doesn't just apply to the family members who you like, you enjoy spending time with, and who are coming up to you. They're putting an effort to kind of strengthen their relationship. No, this is for those who may not, who may be doing the opposite. You are obligated to strengthen the family ties as much as possible. As much, whatever you got. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my name is Ar-Rahman, and I called it Rahim, and I gave it a name that's derived from my own, and I will cut those who cut it off, and I will strengthen those who do. That's why. You're not doing it because the Shaykh said it, you're not doing it because, you know, it makes you feel better or look good. No, you're doing it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at you and said that to you. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam offered this man an answer in that form. He told him, you want tawbah? Go look for no mother, go look for an aunt, look for someone. Look for someone that you can show birr to. And that's how you repent. That's how you repent. Repentance is a specific act in Islam. No, you want to repent, just go find someone in your family. The concept here is very, very profound. It's very real, and it's a central part of our faith. And I hope that we take time within our busy lives to remind ourselves the importance of family, of keeping those connections alive, and doing what we need to do to make sure they are well, they're taken care of, and that they feel supported, and they're not left alone. Birr doesn't necessarily mean that you just pick up the phone every day, or that you have to visit every day. No. Birr comes in many forms. I established that at the beginning of this long 6-week series. That birr is subjective. Everyone does it differently. Doesn't fit. It's not one size fit all. It's not a quick cookie cutter answer of what it looks like. It'll be different depending on the person, depending on their family dynamic, their culture, their background, their needs. But make sure you're aware. Make sure that you are sensitive to the needs of the people in your life and the family members that you have. And make sure that you are fulfilling those needs to the best of your ability, because that's what's really needed here. That's what's looked at here. Are you aware of their requirements? Are you aware of their needs? And are you taking care of that? Do you prioritize that? Is that important to you? Or are you going through life forgetting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it Ar-Rahim and gave it a name from His own? يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده والإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال أتى رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني قد أصبت ذنبا عظيما فهل لي من توبة فقال هل لك من أم فقال لا فقال هل لك من خالة قال نعم قال فبرها وعن عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله أنا الرحمن خلقت الرحم وشققت لها اسما من اسمي فمن وصلها وصلته ومن قطعها قطعته صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خير